Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dial Lanier. It's Wednesday, November 12th, and I'm your host, Dr. Lanier, coming from you, to you, rather, I should say, live from Gainesville, Florida, as I do every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got a great show for you today. Today's topic is All Aboard, Working Together as a Family for Lifestyle Change. Now, last week, we talked about the problem of obesity and discuss the different health problems associated with excessive weight, like high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and certain cancers like breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. We also talked about asthma and breathing problems and orthopedic problems, as well as stress, depression, and a host of other medical conditions associated with obesity. And I also mentioned how in the U.S. we've been getting steadily heavier as a nation, so that goes for adults as well as children, over the past 20 to 30 years. And today I really want to focus on what we can do as individuals and as families to encourage a healthy weight for everyone overall. Now, briefly, last week I talked about things that we could do as individuals and as a family to either maintain a healthy weight, to prevent overweight, or to reverse the trend of obesity if you are already struggling with your weight, things that you can do. And those two things are make smart food choices, and the second is to be physically active. As parents, if you have children and you're in a family, it's really important for you to be a role model for them. So although a lot of times you may think, oh, they just don't listen to me, they never listen to what I say, actually they watch what you do, they really do. And so if you're modeling good behavior for them, if you're eating healthy diet and making sure you're physically active, they will learn a lot more from seeing your actions rather than always listening to what you say. And you have a really great chance of, if you model that, to help your children make those healthy choices too. I also mentioned that it's really important as a family to be more successful if everyone adopts the healthy changes that you want to make. It's really hard to do this on your own. So if you create family habits around smart eating and being physically active, it can really make it easier for everyone to maintain a healthy weight. I wanted to give some examples of that, just to give you some tips for everyday life to kind of use. For example, if you're planning a regular family time, if you make sure you do that, that involves around physical activity, that's a great way to support and encourage everyone to be active. So if you're cooking dinner and you want to take a walk after dinner, everyone all together after, rather than plopping down on the couch and watching television, or everyone kind of spreading out and going to their own individual rooms to do their own thing, if you just take a little bit of time to just go on a walk together after dinner, that's a great way to get everyone involved. Another example would be to go to a park on the weekends. That's something where you can walk there or just even get involved in a little family sport throw the ball around, you know, whatever that you like to do as a family. Just figure out what each member enjoys doing and find a way to get everyone involved. A thing that I like to do in my home is to have a dance-off or a family soul train, like whatever you like to do. I actually turn on music when I'm cooking dinner, and sometimes the kids want to help, and I really have to resist the urge as a mom trying to hurry up and get dinner on the table of just kind of banishing them from the kitchen as I'm trying to prepare it. They really get a lot out of being able to help you in the process. You know, they have an invested interest in what's going to be on the table at dinner, and they may be more likely to eat it. And then it's time for you to spend together as a family. So it is nothing but a thing for me to turn on the radio, to have music playing, and to just all of a sudden break out in a dance while we're cooking dinner together. And they laugh at me. They think it's pretty funny. My children are 5 and 7 years of age. But that's something that can work really for any age group, even if it's just you're not in a family with children, but it's just you and your spouse or your significant other. It's fun, and it's actually a good little mini workout to dance together. Another helpful tip for on the nutrition or healthy eating end would be to put a fruit bowl on the kitchen counter and just have the fruit out there so that it's easily accessible for your family to kind of go ahead and grab a piece of fruit if they're hungry. It's encouraging to eat it if it's out there. Then that way you won't want to see it go to waste by just leaving it there. But the other good point of having it out is that it's not stuck in some drawer in your refrigerator on its way to becoming a science project because everyone's forgotten that we've had fruit in the fridge. It's out there, you can grab it, and it's something easy right away. The flip side of that is to make an agreement with your family or, you know, whoever lives in the house not to have chips and other high-calorie snacks in the house. That's a great way to involve everyone and to make a change that's only going to benefit the entire family. I have a lot of parents that kind of come to me and say, oh, well, you know, only Billy, he is the only one that has the weight problem, but his older brother or his older sister or younger sister, you know, doesn't have a problem, and they still like to eat all of the sugar-sweetened cereals or high-calorie, high-sugar, high-fat snacks. And I really understand how that could present a problem, but if you want to get everyone on board, you can just say, look, we're eating things that aren't so healthy, and I want for all of us, everyone in the family, to eat healthier overall. And so that's a good bridge in order to get the whole family on board towards eating healthier. It's something that maybe they'll go along with, maybe not so much, but it's definitely worth a try for your health. Other strategies to get you started would be to just recognize that you have more control than you think. And some of the information from this is out of the We Can Parent Handbook, and that actually was put out by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the National Institutes of Health, or NIH. They actually have a website and actually lots of information for you to get tips for all kind of things, and we'll be talking about other more specific tips on the show, on shows in the future. But if you recognize that you have more control than you think, that can set you on the way to making a change. For instance, you can get up and turn off the TV or turn off that video game. You can get off the bus one stop earlier than usual and walk the rest of the way or park a little farther from the grocery store or the mall or whatever building you may be going to and walk the rest of the way, especially with your children, because they see that that's not an option. I mean, how many of us will actually drive and circle for like 5 minutes trying to find that one parking spot that's just close enough so we don't have to do any walking? And for the amount of gas you spent driving around, you could have just kind of burned some energy walking your way up to the building, the entrance to the building. So that's a good thing to do. The other thing is you can give your family more vegetables for dinner and offer fruits, and it doesn't always have to be fresh fruits or fresh vegetables. You can have them canned or frozen, and any way that you can get fruits and vegetables in your diet is going to be great. Now, the other thing that I mentioned last week about the health problems, and if you focus on reducing your risk for those health problems or something that's in the long run or down the line, that can seem a bit out there and a little abstract, like it's hard to say, what's the immediate benefit to that right now? If you can focus on immediate benefits, it may be helpful. For example, if you are not so full or you're not feeling so full, the stuffed belly to the point you feel like you can't move, if you can avoid that feeling by having a smaller portion of the meal or the main dish, or you can skip dessert or share dessert, things like that will definitely be very helpful in focusing on immediate benefits. Also, if you go for a family walk together after dinner, or before, whatever is easier for you to do, that may be a great time for you to get a chance to talk and find out what's going on in everyone's life. I know the walk is great, but when I sit down to dinner with my family, when we're actually able to all get to dinner at the same time, which is we really do make that a priority for us, I learn all kind of things going on in their lives that I think to myself, wow, I wonder when I would have found that out if we weren't all sitting here or we weren't all walking or riding a bike together or something of that nature. And I mentioned doing the little family soul train or some kind of dancing, but it's actually very fun and it's a great workout. Another important thing is to make small, easy changes over time. If you all of a sudden, you know, waking up the kids early on Saturday morning, come on, guys, let's lace up, let's get our sneakers on, we're going to go for a family run or jog or signing everyone up for a little mini marathon, that might not be well received. It might not go over that well. But it's really easier, and it actually is better to start with something that's small, a small approach to either changing your diet, to eating healthier foods, or to being physically active. If you do small change, then your family is more apt to get on board and willing to try it. I did mention the walking after dinner most nights or at least a few nights a week instead of plopping down in front of the TV. Actually, there was an example here given to instead of chocolate cake with frosting for dessert, you might want to try sliced strawberries over angel food cake, and that's a definite healthier choice to have for that. It's still dessert, and it's something sweet after dinner, but it's a healthier choice, and it includes a fruit, and I think that's a great idea. Another strategy to use would be to cut down on areas that would not be majorly missed. And that's, for example, if you're making lasagna, throw some vegetables in there. And if you have vegetable-averse people in your family, you might want to puree it up, cook it and puree it so that it's really undetectable. That's not sneaky, it's just healthy. But also switching the type of cheese that you use in that situation, using part-skim mozzarella cheese instead of whole milk. Mozzarella is a great way to cut down on the calories. You're still getting the benefit of the protein in the that dairy product as well as the calcium that comes from it. So that's a great way to introduce something new that will be healthier overall. The other thing is making sure if you have children, getting your children involved in the process. I mentioned my children helping me out cooking and just kind of letting them do what they can do. And once they're in there and they get used to it, it'll be great when they're older because then they can start whipping up meals for the family. But that actually includes shopping as well. Now, you can model for them what we want to have in our shopping cart. So if they're not grabbing every little prepackaged snack that they can get their hands on, but showing them healthier options or showing them why one food is a little healthier or better to eat than the other food will be a great way and is a great way to introduce a healthier lifestyle overall for everyone involved, and children really do get a kick out of helping out in that situation. Now, I mentioned, well, and I should actually pause to say, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dial Lanier. I'm your host, Dr. Lanier, and I really want to thank you for tuning in. And we're talking about working together as a family for lifestyle change and getting everyone on board. Another thing that we talked about doing easy, small changes, It's important, really important. I want to stress that a little further, to start small and to realize that weight loss is really a journey. And along that journey, you kind of come into speed bumps and missteps along the way. And if you look at it that way and recognize that there are going to be some missteps, then it makes you more forgiving, and then you know what you're dealing with. And you don't have to try to knock it out of the park in one fell swoop with one meal. You don't have to try to sign up for the marathon. You can just do a little bit at a time. The reason why starting small is important is you don't want to expect instant results. It's really not realistic. I have a lot of people that get really excited. They decide, now's the time for me to either be healthier or to try to lose this weight, or, you know, whatever reason you may have. It's, you know, a lot of times people can say, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds by next week. And that's, well, that wouldn't be healthy, first of all, but it's not really realistic. And it can set you up for disappointment, and it can be really discouraging if you have a goal that's a little too lofty and unrealistic starting out. The other thing is to make small changes. Why it's important to do that is because you can have success with small changes. For example, if you are drinking soda every day, all the time, every beverage you have has a soda, and it's regular soda, there's going to be a great benefit for you cutting down on that sugar-sweetened beverage. If you, and I know right now the recommendation is to drink 8 ounces or 8 glasses of water, I should say 8 glasses every day, I'd be happy just to have someone drink 5 glasses or just to drink more than you normally have. If you make it a goal, wow, I normally have this much, 1 glass of water maybe a day, I'm going to try to get it to 3 glasses today, and by next week I'm going to try to get up to 5 glasses. Anything like that is a small goal, and then if you achieve it, you feel really great. You're like, oh, that was wonderful. I did it. I knew I could. I wasn't sure, but I did it. And it encourages you to keep on with the healthy changes in your diet and your activity level, and it also can set you up to want to make bigger changes or take bigger steps that you're likely to keep up over time. The other thing is starting with the basics. I mentioned choosing healthier foods more often and cutting down on healthy, cutting down on high fat or sugary snacks. Now, notice I said cutting down. I didn't say cut out. I really am a proponent of eating healthier overall and just choosing a healthier option. If you were to tell me, Dr. Lanier, you can never again have another chocolate chip cookie, I would really have an issue with that because I happen to like chocolate chip cookies. But everything in moderation is a better way to live than trying to say you can never have that, you can never have this. Absolute isn't really going to be the way to go. It's always in moderation, and because that's easier to live with on a daily basis. And even some snacks that they have out there, there are healthier ways to cook it. For example, if you like popcorn, popcorn's good. I really liked air popcorn or even the one in the microwave, but I really have it either plain or light butter. That is, and you can always flip it over and look on the label to make sure you're checking out how much fat, but that's a better option than movie theater butter where it's like drenched in it and it has a lot of fat going on in that. So the healthier option is better, and it's a little easier to handle if you do it that way. The other thing is making sure you do some kind of physical activity every day, even if it's only for a few minutes to start. Last week I talked about the goal for adults, I should say, is for starting out 30 minutes and trying to get up more, and that's just to maintain yourself. If you're trying to lose weight, you really need to get that up to 60 minutes, and all children, the recommended amount of physical activity is 60 minutes per day. But if you're having no minutes of activity, 60 minutes seems like a lot, especially if you try to imagine it in one block of time. It's easier in that case to just kind of get out. All you have to do is promise yourself, well, I'm just going to walk 5 minutes in this direction and then come back. That's 10 minutes, and it's easier to wrap your mind around starting just for 5 minutes rather than like I'm going to go walk for an hour. That can be overwhelming if you're not used to being physically active. And, you know, I actually am used to being physically active, and an hour seems like a lot. But what happens is you get going, and you're like, it's not so bad. I can keep going, and you feel encouraged even while you're in the process of doing that. The other thing for family goals that you want to take a look at, whether you just want to be healthy or whether you want to change your weight, for parents, I mentioned becoming a role model. It's not enough to just open the door and shoo the kids out and say, oh, okay, go ahead, work, do something fun, go play and be active. A lot of times, especially if they don't have friends to play with, it's helpful to have you in on it, and it can only benefit you to be active as well. So if that means you going out there with them to throw the ball around or just walk or whatever, that's a great way to, again, model that behavior. Another important thing that I want to discuss is being supportive and not critical. That's whether it's you trying to lose some weight or your child is struggling with their weight or anyone for that matter, a family member or a friend. It's really helpful for you to be supportive and non-judgmental and non-critical in the way that you're helping them to make good decisions about eating and being active. In terms of children, we really discourage helicopter parents, as it were, people just kind of circling around the kids over the back of their shoulders, telling them, are you going to eat that? Do you need to eat this? Eat more of that. Finish that. You know, that's really not a good way to be. And if you think about it, you really wouldn't want anyone to be that way for you, like just on the back of your shoulder or neck trying to tell you, are you going to eat in seconds? You eat seconds again? Like that would be really, really annoying, actually. So we don't want to do that. It doesn't encourage you to want to eat healthy if you have someone on you like that. But the other thing is, as it relates to children, it doesn't help them to learn self-monitoring or just kind of gauging, what they should be eating. We definitely want to provide healthy choices for them and the types of food that they should be eating and the amount in general that's available. But just kind of if you're eating dinner, for example, with a child and they want seconds, just say, oh, for seconds, cook enough of the main, say if you're having protein or a meat and a starch, that's enough for everyone. But if you want seconds, we're going to have vegetables as seconds. And that's the way the family rules go from now on. That's a great way to help them know that that's what's going on, and this is a great way to get them to eat healthier as well. Last but not least, I want you to really focus on being kind and gentle with yourself. That comes with being supportive and non-critical, but it's only going to be helpful overall for you to do that. One thing that's really important is, a question that I hear a lot is, what if you encounter resistance to starting? You notice that your family's not eating healthy at all, or maybe you aren't eating in a way that's going to achieve your goal of losing weight or maintaining your weight or whatever it may be, but there's resistance either in yourself or in your family to actually starting on the way to eating healthier and being more active. One of the things that I hear a lot, especially in society right now, the way things are, is I don't have time. I don't have time, and you could just put those little dot, dot, dots by it, because it could be I don't have time to, you know, cook a healthy meal, to sit down and eat dinner with my family, to exercise. There are a lot of things that people say I don't have time to. And I personally really believe in the mind-body-spirit model of health and wellness. And there are actually a couple of problems with the I don't have time excuse. The first thing is just, just looking at that phrase, we really should be careful with our words, the ones that we use on ourselves and the ones we say to others. If you are constantly saying to yourself, oh, I don't have time, ooh, I don't have time, I don't have time, that's actually speaking lack into the situation, and all of a sudden you've talked yourself into feeling like you don't have time, like there's no time for anything, when in actuality there's 24 hours in a day, and if you choose how you spend that time, in a way that includes eating healthier and being more physically active, then you can actually see some changes. The other problem with that is just recognizing that we give time to things that we consider to be priorities. For example, I know many of the ladies out there listening can agree, I will spend 1 to 2 hours getting my hair done. That's a priority, and it's pretty important for me to do. For example, my husband, he will spend 2 hours watching a basketball game and 4 hours watching a football game. To him on Sunday or whenever the game's on, that's actually pretty important, and he does a good job of working out as well. But my point is that we make time for things that we consider a priority. It all is in the switch of figuring out for yourself and for your family what is a priority and then lining up your actions in order to meet those priorities. For example, if you all of a sudden say, you know, Dr. Lear, that's right. I want for our family to be healthier overall, or we're already struggling with our weight and I really want to make some changes with that, then you need your actions to line up with that priority. So it can't be, oh, yeah, let's do that, and then you have every snack invented in your house, because that's like a booby trap. You know, it gets in the way of you attaining that goal, and it's not in matching with the priority that you set. And I've already mentioned that baby steps are the way to go with that. So it doesn't, you know, have to be a big time commitment. Something simple is taking a walk for whatever amount of time, or even, you know, I'm going to make sure I pack my lunch rather than buy it and spend money in that way, is a great way to just initiate a change. So I really hope that you will consider all of these things and consider how important they are for us to be healthier overall and to get the whole family on board in terms of eating healthier and exercising more. I just want to remind you that the information presented on this program is for education and motivation purposes only. Please consult your physician or other healthcare professional before starting, changing, or discontinuing any treatment. I really want to thank you for joining me today. Please be sure to tune in next week when we will talk about what should we eat. We'll look specifically at different food groups that are important, and what's in a food group? What's that all about in the first place? We'll look at that, and we'll talk more detail about that. And if you have any questions that you want to send in that I can ask, that you can ask me and I can answer for you, please feel free to do that on my website, which is www.drdiolanier.com, and that's www.drdiolanier.com. You can also log into the blog talk radio site and ask a question there, or do the web chat, and I can get the question there. I'd love to have those. A lot of times families will ask them of me when I see them in different situations, and I think it's important to ask those and get the answers out there, because a lot of times a lot of families have the same questions that they'd like to know. So I really look forward to speaking with you next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And until then, I want you to remember to be healthy and be blessed. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you next week.